Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. And we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York. And distributed by CRN Digital Talk Radio. Do you guys like beef jerky? I used to eat a ton of beef jerky when I'd throw on my backpack and head into the woods for a few days. However, I might think twice about buying it now. In July of 2014, a worker at the Lone Star Western Beef Plant in Fairmont, Texas, sliced their thumb off with a bandsaw while trimming the jerky meat. When another employee called 911, the owner of the plant told them to hang up immediately, obviously trying to avoid any health department involvement that would require a shutdown of the equipment and a cleaning of that equipment. Disgusting! Reminds me of Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. Alright, let's get to this weekend's headlines first. Already the 115th Congress has made a lot of headlines, making promises to do everything from defunding Obamacare to voting on legislation enacting congressional term limits. But have they really turned over a new leaf, or are they just starting to feel the pressure of being sheep surrounded by wolves? Or does it really matter? Also, in a continued effort by mainstream media to delegitimize Donald Trump's election win, they're now picking a fight over who is actually paying for the big, beautiful wall. But are they willing to pay with their ratings? And even successful business owners who are liberals, I know it kind of sounds like an oxymoron, they're starting to think twice about drastic minimum wage hikes enacted across the country. We'll tell you about one tech company that is more willing to invest in R2-D2 than they are in American labor. All that plus the moving trucks are being loaded as we speak at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and they're headed towards the new Obama residence across town. But will they have trouble getting in? We also have the final 2016 job numbers, and will the beast of Chappaqua be slain once again by electronic mail? We have a lot to get to this weekend, but first let's kick the weekend show off with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, over this weekend, you gotta check out RhinoReport.com. RhinoReport.com, we have new articles up there. We have Robert's New Year's Resolution. Gotta read that article, plus new videos. There are a couple funny ones I put up on Thursday. So you gotta check out the Rhino Rants where all the videos are. Also, you can sign up for our newsletter on RhinoReport.com. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. That's at Rhino on air. It's the same handle on Gab. We're speaking freely there. Also, the Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can always email me questions, concerns, comments, a good joke, whatever you want to talk about, Rhino@RWBNetwork.com. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network. which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Before we get too far, gotta do our big shout-outs. Everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, of course, streaming talk radio, KLRNradio.com, which picks up our show at midnight Eastern every single day. And also a few of those who pick up our weekend show, including 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida, 92.1 WDDQ out of Valdosta, Georgia, 1360 AM WNJC out of the Philadelphia area, and our brand new affiliate, News Talk 1330 AM out of Carrollton, Georgia. So thanks for hanging out with this northern boy today. I do appreciate it. You know, I heard some bad news yesterday, and it didn't make a lot of headlines. I thought it would do a little better, and it trended for maybe, I don't know, an hour or two on Twitter, and I'm not even sure if it made the Facebook trending topics, but Greta Van Susteren, I like her. I liked her. I know people who have interned for her over at, when she was at Fox News, and they said she's one of these people who actually believes what they say. And I get that. You can tell when you watch her. When she was doing the coverage of the Andrew Tamaresi, the one who was being locked up in Mexico, she was into that. I mean, she went as far as to drive down to the border and the whole area where he was disoriented and tried to turn around and she couldn't turn around and she had to get into... I mean, it was really... she did very, very good coverage of that. And when she left Fox News, I thought, wow, this is a journalist's journalist leaving the biggest news source in America. What's going on? I didn't think it had anything to do with the Roger Ailes stuff, although it was around that time. Now, we heard on Thursday that she's going to now be signing on with MSNBC. And her show is going to be called For the Record. So, for the record, her last show was called On the Record, right? They're trying to capitalize on the name recognition. I understand all that. It's the same sort of thing. She's a lawyer on the record. She's a journalist. I understand the double entendre that goes on with these titles. Now, I was wondering, and I'm not sure if anyone else was wondering this too. I may be the only one. Megyn Kelly also going to an NBC station. And she's going to have her Sunday Night Magazine show or whatever the heck that thing is. And her day show. They're saying maybe she's going to be on Today with NBC. I wonder if NBC is starting to feel the ratings crunch a little bit. See, Greta, I don't think Greta will cast aside her conservative persuasion to forward a liberal narrative of NBC. I believe she has a lot more honor and respect than that. I don't think she'll do it. So is NBC the first one, the first of the major alphabets, to really see that they took a big hit? Whether they would like to admit it or not, they took a hit. Take a place like ABC. ABC's best show is that Modern Family, and that's because it's been on for a while. But their number two show, very close to number one, is that Last Man Standing show, the one with Tim Allen. Very conservative bent to that show. Someone like me, I will watch that show on demand, and I will watch nothing else on ABC. Of course, ABC is a Disney company, along with ESPN. They're all one big conglomerate now. Is NBC feeling the crunch? I believe they might be. I believe so. You know, I don't think for a second Megyn Kelly is some big conservative. I believe she's a feminist dressed in conservative clothing to get her numbers up, to get her ratings up, to get attention, to sell a book. But, it's still the Greta hire, to me, says a lot. I'm not sure if she was out of money, if she wanted more money. I don't know what it was. Did they make a promise to her that, it wouldn't be such a liberal network, MSNBC? Don't know. I guess we're going to find out, though. But Fox News is crushing all of them. All of them. It's not even close when it comes to cable news. And that's indicative of the way things are starting to go throughout the rest of the country now. Things are churning. They're changing. And we're seeing it in Congress. There's a renewed energy amongst not only people at home and at work, but in Congress. People are feeling their oats a little bit. It's like ever since November 8th, we've been feeling our oats. And we've been waiting for that other shoe to drop. Like, oh no, that didn't really happen. But now we're realizing it did happen. Congress right now is acting like that guy who's been holed up inside all winter. Just coming out now, seeing the light, feeling the warm air, and wondering, is winter really over? See, for me, it's the opposite. I do that in the summer. I stay inside, I hop from air conditioning to air conditioning in the summer, and I come out in the winter, and it's playtime for me. I'm the exact opposite. But in Congress, things are changing. On the Hill, you have Ted Cruz now starting the term limits conversation. Something he didn't dare bring up the last few years. Maybe in passing in an interview here or there. Paul Ryan is now adamant about defunding Planned Parenthood. Something, again, that was talked about quietly on the congressional circuit. But now it may actually happen. You have even a big liberal like Lindsey Graham. I know he's a Republican. He's a liberal. He wants to take steps towards defunding the UN or leaving the UN altogether. We're feeling our oats as a country. Anecdotally, I talk to a lot of people, I meet a lot of people, I go a lot of places. People are excited. People were excited about Merry Christmas. They joke around about fake news. It's this big joke now. No one takes that stuff seriously. There's a changing attitude, again, anecdotally, towards those who have been deemed to be the rebels, the outsiders, people like WikiLeaks. Now we look at that and we say, you know what? Maybe it isn't so bad. Maybe we don't condone what they do, but the information they give us is valuable. People are speaking out against mainstream media, and the ratings are showing it. People are starting to speak more freely. They're not watching their tongues as much as they were the last 8 years. There's this renewed sense of vibrance in this country. The sun is just shining a little brighter lately. In my area, on Long Island, there are blue ribbons all over the place. Never happened before. There'd be blue ribbons when maybe perhaps a Nassau County, Suffolk County, NYPD officer was killed in the line of duty. Very sad. They'd put blue ribbons up. But now they're just going up because. I see those flags everywhere. The black and white American flag with the blue ribbon or the blue stripe through it. They're everywhere. I go to the local diners. I overhear people talking about politics. Things they couldn't do. They were quiet. You couldn't talk about this stuff outside of your home. Now you can. It's sinking in that things aren't so bad. The stock market didn't crash. In fact, it did just the opposite. Consumer confidence is up 4 points. Small business confidence index is up 44 points. The world didn't stop spinning. And now people are expecting government to go to work. There's a renewed accountability. People are seeing that the power a strong government can have. And we're seeing that with the jobs, with Carrier, with Ford, with Sprint, SoftBank. We've lowered our expectations for so long that no one thought we could be productive, but we can. The world is still spinning. And you know what? Maybe it's spinning a little bit faster today. We'll be right back.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. I can rattle those off rather quickly now. Your favorite podcasting site, we're right there. So we're talking about the sun. The sun is shining a little bit brighter now than it was even 5 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. It was so dismal and gray, and things are starting to look up. Like we said, it's like that guy coming out of his house in the springtime and feeling the warm air and seeing the sunshine, hearing the birds chirping and wondering, is it over? Is it safe to come out? Yeah, it's safe. The world's still spinning. We're doing great. The sun is still rising in the east and it's still setting in the west, but now with a little bit more prosperity on the horizon. People are starting to question media a little bit. They're questioning government. We're questioning our intelligence agencies. That's how involved we are now. We're seeing through the bias. People want to know why it's okay for the New York Times to publish stolen tax returns, but it's not okay for WikiLeaks to publish hacked emails. What makes mainstream media different? What sets them apart? Why is it okay? They're starting to question the source, as opposed to questioning the subject of the content. It's a whole different way of looking at things. The only people who are buying the Russians hack the election garbage are those who are willing to find any excuse for Hillary being a terrible candidate. Those who are excited about what's coming in the future are no longer wasting their time defending their vote. We're past that. They're not afraid to offend somebody anymore who might not like their choice. They're compassionate, but not naive anymore. They won't be tricked into pushing our personal views aside just because it might hurt someone's feelings. It's a new day in this country. In fact, over the last 2 months, we've seen the anti-American left's true colors. After years of us trying to hide our views for fear we'd upset them, the very minute we speak freely, they take that opportunity to berate us immediately. They call us uneducated. They call us poor. They call us rednecks. They call us angry white guys. Well, you know what? I'd rather be all of those things before I was somebody who was so weak mentally that they've tricked themselves into thinking that they're open-minded. These people are predators, luring you in, tricking you into letting your guard down just to turn on you the first chance they get. They have bitten the hand that feeds them. But what they didn't bank on is we bite back, and we bite back harder. We love God, we love our families, we love our friends, and we love our country. We're compassionate, we're forgiving, we're altruistic. But do not mistake our kindness for weakness. We don't believe in weakness. In the animal kingdom, only the strong survive and thrive. That's it. No longer are the wolves being herded by the sheep. Not gonna happen anymore, guys. If you choose to fight us, we're gonna fight back and we're gonna win. If you assault us with an ad hominem attack, we're going to respond with truth. If you bring a knife, we'll bring a gun. If you bring a gun, we'll bring a tank. If you bring a tank, we'll bring an army. Vince Lombardi, great coach, once said, "It's not how hard you get hit. It's how hard you get hit and get back up again." And we've been getting hit pretty hard for the last 8 years. And guess what? We've gotten back up each and every time. Each time faster, each time more invigorated than the time before. In 2010, we took the House. In 2014, we took the Senate. In 2016, we took the White House. We're stronger, we're smarter, we're not sorry. We're patriots. We'll take your opinion into consideration, that's fine. But we're not going to be bullied into accepting it as truth anymore. Those days are over. Over. The walls around our country are not there to keep people in. If you can't accept the fact that your circus act is over, you are free to leave. Just do us a favor and don't come back. And if you do want to come back because you don't like the way the rest of the world is and they're not as accepting as us evil conservatives, you got to get in line. Because there are plenty of people from other countries willing to wait in line for the honor to be called an American. An honor most of these people on the left do not deserve. That's my take on how the sun is shining these days in this country. It's a new day in America, guys. And this day starts on January 20th. When we come back, I want to talk about the wall. The first 100 days are coming up quick and there's a lot going on. Plus, could our current president be pro-wall also? We have a report out about his new digs in Washington, D.C. Do not go anywhere.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. I want you to email me with what you think, what your opinion of what I just said was. Am I right on or am I way off? I want your opinion. Email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Maybe include a little anecdotal story of your own, what you're seeing, where you live. I'm just telling you the way I see it here on Long Island. Remember Blue Long Island, Blue New York? Well, Long Island went Trump by 20,000 votes after going for Obama in 2012 by 30,000 votes. 50,000 vote swing. Tell me about your area. What's your area like? Are you seeing something different? Is there a little, you know, hitch and everyone's giddy up here? They're getting a little excited. I'm seeing it. I see it every single day. Now, mainstream media is doing their best to try and delegitimize Donald Trump's entire win. They will be doing this for the next 4 years and potentially, hopefully, 8 years. I don't mind fighting mainstream media for the next 8 years. Bring it. I'm fine with it. But they're going to do everything they can to try and delegitimize. And the first thing here is the wall. Donald Trump must have said 150 times during his campaign rallies that Mexico will pay for the wall one way or the other. It might not be a check. We cannot wait for a check. If you want a check for $10 billion from Mexico, you'll wait 200 years for that check. We needed the wall yesterday. So there has to be a more creative way of doing it. See, this is part of our conditioning. We're conditioned by the government to say, well, this is just the way it is. We'll wait for a check from Mexico. That'll never come, and then we can't build a wall. No, those days are over. Donald Trump is a businessman, on time and under budget. Remember that. That's the mantra of the next 4 years. And they'll figure out a way to pay for it. The best way to pay for it? Front the money now. It's fine. You can do that under 2006 legislation that approved a 700-mile wall. Double-fenced wall. You can appropriate the money. You're allowed to do it, and they're going to do it. The mainstream media is saying, nope, it's taxpayer money. But here's what you do. You cut the aid to Mexico. So if the wall costs $10 billion, you cut $20 billion from their aid, and then now you can say Mexico paid twice the sticker price. That's how you win. And Donald Trump knows how to win. The rest of these guys, they're all losers. They have no clue. They'd rather get bogged down in legislation than get something done. You had that guy in Massachusetts, the sheriff. We talked about on the Thursday show. This guy is offering up his inmates as labor to build the wall. Part of this Project Nice. And we see that across the country. Inmates are used, as long as they agree to be, in various public works. I remember upstate New York, they used these inmates to take care of public golf courses and public parks and main streets. And hey, you know what? It's cheap and it's effective. And it may teach these people a little bit of work ethic. It's about time we taught people work ethic in this country. See, there's plenty of people that want to work that can't. And then there's a similar contingent that don't want to work but are able to. And that's the segment we have to drive down. If you are able-bodied but you don't want to, guess what? Too bad. Suck it up, Buttercup. Get a job. Here are inmates that would sign up to do this. So we'll see if that actually happens. I don't know if it will. But you cut the aid to Mexico. If it costs 10, you cut 20, you say Mexico paid twice the sticker price, you win, you change the narrative. Very, very simple. Illegal immigration in this country costs American taxpayers about $113 billion, with a B, billion dollars a year. And we could probably cut that number in half for a small investment. And the businessman side of Donald Trump sees that. That we can save $80 billion a year if we pay $10 billion now. Very simple. Government economics is a thing, it's an animal all to itself. We can't do government economics anymore. It hasn't worked. It doesn't work. We're finding that out now. We've been conditioned to accept it. Accept it no more. Those days are over. Now, speaking of walls, liberals think walls don't work. Right? They don't work. They don't keep people out. They'll just tunnel under them or they'll parachute over them. Well, the DNC... they constructed a wall, right, around their convention in Philadelphia. I mean, that was to keep out Bernie supporters, to keep out people on their own side of the aisle. That was real nice of them. And then we saw Hillary Clinton, right, Chappaqua. She puts up a 10-foot wall and, like, a guard tower at her driveway during the election. Could you think of worse optics, really? But a 10-foot wall, worth noting that fence height restrictions in Westchester County are 8 feet, but somehow hers is 10 feet. And now, King Obama, you know, he's moving to these digs across town in D.C. $5 million home that he's renting, by the way. 8,200 square feet. And it makes you wonder how he can afford that, first of all. The president makes, what, $450,000 a year? And he took every penny of it. Donald Trump's going to take $1 a year, just by the by. And they leave the White House with tremendous bills. We've heard the Bushes say that they had trouble paying their bill when they left the White House. Because not everything is free. You got to pay for the food. The only food you don't pay for is like state dinner food. When you host like a state dinner, then you don't pay for that. Everything else you got to pay for. You want a hamburger at midnight? Guess what? You're paying a hamburger at midnight. And if the government pays $300 for a hammer, how much do you think you're paying for a hamburger? So the bills they get are excessive. So I'm wondering how the Obamas can afford this, first of all. I'm sure George Soros has nothing to do with it. Nothing. Anyway, he's moving across town. And they're building a wall around this mansion. here we are again. Another liberal that says walls don't work. He had the legislation passed to start building 700 miles of fence along the border, and he didn't do it. But we're going to put one around our house. Walls don't keep people out. Only Bernie supporters. Keeps Bernie supporters out. Crazy. Crazy. He's staying in D.C. because he's worried about his legacy. It has nothing to do with Sasha still in school. Nothing to do with it. He's worried about the legacy, about how he can try to coerce those on Capitol Hill to preserve what little legacy he had. Like we said this week, you know, 4 years ago, this guy's worried about what side of Mount Rushmore he was going to be on. Now he's worried about if his name will even appear in the history books for any reason other than his skin color. When we come back, we'll talk about his job numbers. They're abysmal. And is there a new chink in the armor for the Beast of Chappaqua that has to do with emails? Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember, Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Thank you for hanging out with me today. We're having fun, right? We're getting a lot done. We're having fun. Follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. That's always an experience, as well as Gab. If you're not on Gab yet, you got to get on it. You got to speak freely on Gab. It's a good outlet. All right, so the Obamas are moving out. The moving trucks are there. They're going across town to this 8,000-square-foot mansion they can somehow afford miraculously. And they're saying it's because Sasha's still in school. They want to stay for a couple of years till she finishes school. Yeah, whatever. Garbage. They're always lying. It's easy to tell when a liberal's lying because their lips are moving. So that's very easy to tell. Now, the staffers in the White House, they're having a whole problem, right? They got to find jobs now because Trump's not going to keep any of these derelicts on. So they have Google, Instagram, and LinkedIn helping these White House staffers to find new jobs come January 21st. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time Google, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn ever helped you find a job? Have they ever said, hey, are you unemployed? Let us help you. Let us give you a nice LinkedIn profile. We'll give you some good exposure on Google and Facebook. We'll get you that job you want. Nah, they're not going to help you. They're going to help them. Remember, it's part of that two-part system we have right now. It's sort of the haves and the have-nots, but it's not really. It's more like the we think we're in controls and the we're actually in controls. Also worth noting, in D.C., you have people moving out and people moving in. And there are some reports that some of the new White House staffers for Donald Trump, they're having a hard time finding a place for their kids to go to school. A lot of these private schools, they have these unwritten rules in D.C. You cannot let Republicans in. It's only for liberals. We do a fair amount of indoctrination here, so they have to be liberal. And there are some people high up in Trump's campaign that are having a hard time finding a place to send their kids. This may be one reason why Melania and Barron are staying back in New York for a little while. Could be a reason why. So we'll keep our eye on that. Let's see. The final job numbers are in. This is exciting. 95 million Americans out of work. Crazy. This guy has done nothing but tank our economy and mess with our standing in the world. And he's leaving the White House smiling all the way because he thinks he was a great success. Unemployment actually rose from November to December by 0.1. So it was 4.6. Now it's 4.7. We all know that's a fouled number. That does not include the people who are off the rolls, who are no longer looking for work. It only includes those who are taking unemployment benefits. So 4.7% of our population is taking unemployment benefits. The number means nothing. The real number is somewhere between 20 and 25%. They only created about 156,000 jobs. That's paltry. We should be creating at least 200,000. And that was in one of the highest retail months of the year, December, right? Everybody's hiring part-time this and part-time that to help with the UPS trucks or the FedEx trucks or in the retail stores. Usually you have pretty good work numbers in December. November, too. Fourth quarter is usually okay for jobs. Well, about 50% of all the jobs that were created were only part-time jobs. No benefits, no pension, no real career path. And when they adjust these numbers in a few weeks, they're going to be worse. These numbers don't get better when they get adjusted. This was the best they could come out with as the last set of jobs numbers for King Obama without getting totally torn apart by every economist out there. This is the most they could get away with saying, and it was still not great. Still not great. We talked about a couple of days this week about these rumors Hillary Clinton might run for mayor of New York because they need influence, they need money, they got to drive money to the Clinton Foundation, to the Clinton Global Initiative, and all these different phony organizations, so they need some influence. And they're not sure if Chelsea's going to run for U.S. House, we're not sure about that. Hillary might run for mayor of New York City. That, of course, would be in a primary against comrade Bill de Blasio. We call him Big Bird here in the New York area. And Bo Dietl, who a great guy, ex-NYPD detective. He's been in TVs, he's been in movies, he's been in Hannity a lot. He's also a private investigator. But the State Department is starting to release more emails. See, it's going on beyond the election. And can you imagine how mad we would have been if here we are now, 2 months after the election, if she got elected, and the State Department is still releasing emails, and now we found out that they were throwing around her iPad password in these unsecured emails. I mean, it can't be any worse than Podesta's password being password. What a jerk. They had her schedule, her travel schedule was being tossed around on these unsecured emails. Talking points, details about the guy who set up her private server, Justin Cooper, also in these emails. It just doesn't end for her. When you live a life of crime and corruption, it will haunt you. We have no reason to be mad at the Russians for exposing something that we should have been privy to anyway. Or at least haven't had the world be able to have access to it. The only reason we're talking about Russian hacking is because of Hillary Clinton. And the way she handled herself and the way she handled classified information, that's the only reason. The only reason. All right. When we come back, we'll finish talking about this. And we got to talk about minimum wage. Because there are now 19 states in our union that have laws now, legislation on the books that started on January 1st. They're going to pump up their minimum wage numbers, driving businesses out. So we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to The Rhino Report, part of the RWB Network. Do not go anywhere.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808. Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. The time flies. It was really quick. We're talking about a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen in the first 100 days of Trump's presidency, which begins in just a couple of weeks. We're going to start funding the wall. We're going to talk about term limits. Ted Cruz is already putting up legislation to amend the Constitution. This is the exact opposite in some ways of what the Democrats want to do. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. It will never happen. See, in a couple of years, when more senators and more representatives are up for election, the Democrats have to defend a lot of seats. And if they keep being the party of no, because they are the new party of no, the GOP could be looking at a supermajority at that point in time. And if you think things are moving now, just wait. Wait until then and let people try to oppose term limits. See, the public is on board. 75% of the public, as polled in every single poll they do on it, is on board with congressional term limits. Two terms for a senator totaling 12 years and three terms for a representative totaling 6 years. That's what everybody wants. And Ted Cruz, he's willing to vote himself out of a job, and that says a lot about somebody, in my opinion, because these weren't meant to be career positions. Also, we're going to start defunding Planned Parenthood. And you know what? Not everything Planned Parenthood does is terrible. My problem with it is they make money. They're a profitable organization. anybody that makes a profit should not get a government subsidy. And according to many, many laws on the books, government money cannot be spent on abortions. It can't be. There's no accountability there. And we heard about them with the baby parts, this disgusting stuff they were doing. So defunding them, good thing. It's not putting them out of business. And if it's putting them out of business, they're running the company the wrong way because they're profitable to begin with. Also, repealing Obamacare. This is all happening the first 100 days. Big stuff, guys. We haven't had this much stuff happen since Obama had a pen and a phone in the last month of his presidency, right? Now he's doing stuff. But here we have it. Funding the wall, talking about term limits, defunding Planned Parenthood, repealing Obamacare. It's the replace part that's going to be the issue. I understand that. But we have time to get that going. At least promises. Promises are being kept. And that's what's important with this new administration. Talking about minimum wage. We have 19 states now that have laws on the books starting January 1 that are going to raise their minimum wage to at least $15 an hour in 19 states, driving businesses out, driving up unemployment, driving up the tax on the welfare system, an already overtaxed system. Amazon, though, Mr. Jeff Bezos, the big liberal, owns WAPO. Yeah, well, he's not really on board with it, it seems like, because they're buying a lot of robots. Yeah, they have 30,000 robots in 2015 that worked at Amazon. They're going to have 45,000 robots pretty soon. They're buying more and more robots. They're 16 inches tall, they're 320 pounds, and they can carry up to twice their body weight. How many 320-pound guys do you know can carry 640 pounds across an 80,000-square-foot warehouse all day? Nobody. See, they'd rather invest in the robots than pay the $15 an hour. And this is Jeff Bezos, a big funder of Hillary Clinton. But he's a businessman above all. And it's all about the bottom line. All about the bottom line. So, all right, guys. Hope you had a good time today. Check out all the old episodes, rhinoreport.com, or your favorite podcasting site, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. But a big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Please be safe. Please keep up what we're doing. We all depend on you day after day. Please, please stay safe, especially in Chicago. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your weekend. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino. Not tomorrow, Monday, I'm crazy. Till Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.